Okay, we will now convene the March 10, 2015 Special Magistrate Proceedings for Rental Program Cases for the City of Daytona Beach to order. Do we have any announcements before we commence our proceedings?
Yes, sir. Mr. Kaldra, agenda item number 4, case number SMGRI2014-0036 is now in compliance as of March 6, 2015. And also agenda item 9, case number SMGRI2015-001. Is in compliance also as of March 6, 2015.
Great. All right. Well, those representatives for the City of Daytona Beach who will be testifying at this morning's proceedings, please step forward and be sworn.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
All right. Case number 1 is in compliance, case number 2 is in compliance, case number 3 is in compliance, case number 4 is in compliance, which brings us to case number 5, Juan Yun and Yu Cheng Lan. Is there anyone here for the respondent? Yes, sir. If you would please state your name.
Jun Yuan.
All right, Mr. Lang, do you agree this property was in non-compliance as stated in the notice?
I'm sorry, I need to swear,
man. I'm sorry.
You raise your hand. Do you solemnly swear?
Which one?
Right.
I'm sorry, this is the first time.
That's okay. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony that you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Do you agree this property was in non-compliance as stated in the notice of non-compliance?
Part. I agree part of that. There is maybe I have my explanation later.
Bear with me one second. When I find the respondent in non-compliance, let's hear what the city has to say.
Good morning, Mr. Kelger, Anthony Jackson, attorney representing the city of Daytona Beach, and the inspector on this case is Jurgen Vance. He is the inspector on all of the rental program cases, and I will present Mr. Vance to provide the factual information.
Good morning, Mr. Vicalia, Jurgen Betz, rental inspector with the City of Daytona Beach. The owner made an application for a rental license. We conducted an inspection. The items that were noted were active leakage in the roof, damage to the ceiling below, missing smoke detectors, missing window screens, one broken window, unsecured porch post out front, and some peeling paint along the exterior. As of the compliance date and as of yesterday, none of the items were in compliance. However, it's my understanding the tenant has vacated as of yesterday. I'll let the owner speak to his standing, and then the city will make a request for finding.
And the city will make a request for what?
As to what the request, as whether we're going to go for a finding of non-compliance or a dismissal of the case.
Well, I thought I just found him non-compliance.
He was non-compliance. The owner, we're requesting for a finding of non-compliance and compliance by next cutoff date.
Okay, then the next cutoff date would be what? April 8, 2015?
I'm uncertain if it's 8th or the 4th. Okay.
So it's your opinion that he ought to be able to complete these items by then?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, Mr. Lang? The inspector has noted a number of matters that still have to be attended to before the property is in compliance. He has indicated that he thinks you ought to be able to make these repairs or renovations or what have you by April 8th. What say you to that?
First of all, excuse my English.
Go ahead.
I've been in the university for a long time, but my accent and our English is probably still have a difficulty sometimes, but I can read this the big books, but not first of all, I how much time do I have to talk?
Well, that's what we're trying to decide.
Okay.
How much time do you think you're going to need in order to finish what has to be done No. Bring the property in compliance.
Excuse me. I'm asking how much time do I have now to talk?
Talk?
Okay. Yeah, first of all, I have been doing this investment for 4 years, mm-hmm. and I have a property in Palm Beach, Orange County, and this is my first house in this county. I have no knowledge there is a rental license required for my all other houses, and no such requirement. That's why I did not apply for the alliances. As the family, they came to see the house, I said to them, you need to check the house, everything. If you agree, then we sign the lease. Then this man, young man, came from Michigan. They said, I have been here for 3 months. I haven't seen my wife and kids. I need to bring them here. Can you please rent it to me? I said, so that's the case. I did not check the background or anything, the credit. So I signed a 12-month lease. And also they asked me to use my name for the utility account, electricity and water. They said, after 2 weeks, I'm going to switch it. But after 4 weeks, they still have not done that. But anyway, after I received the letter from the city, I did hide since I'm living in Canada, and I have a job and family there. So I hired a property manager to manage, because the tenants start to complaining and this and that. But one thing is sure, before they move in, it was move-in condition. I myself actually slept there a couple of days. It was everything runs well. And I asked the property manager to apply for the license. And also I communicated with the inspector. I did. After I received the notice, I did lots renovations. I have those things. I did repair the roof and repair the thing, the bathroom. I remotely control those handymen. I just give them a call. They go there. I pay them online. I did it that way. I have all those pictures and documents, invoices for what I did. Do you want to see them or?
No. What okay. I want to know is how much time is it going to take you to finish what's left to do?
It's really hard. Because I'm not living here, I have to hire somebody to do those jobs. As you may know, if you are not, owner is not here, it's difficult to control. For example, as the inspector require to paint outside the wall, exterior wall, it can cost $100 if somebody honest. It can cost, $1,000. I have no control if I live in Canada. So because of those problems with the tenants, I decide not to do those things, I decide to sell it as is. As there are so many hundred thousand houses in the market, sell for as is. So that's why I decided not for rental anymore, I decided to sell. I did write a statement and state this. I really don't have the time and the energy in this, and also there is that neighborhood really I felt is not so safe, and I don't like to spend time there. I do not even want to stay there, because one day I receive a invoice from the neighbor behind my house. He said, oh, you have some garbage coming to my backyard. I hired a company, I clean it. Here is $1,000 invoice you have to pay. I got this invoice. I said, this is not, how do I know it's come from my house? So that's kind of neighborhood I don't want to deal too much. But anyway, so since I have already said I like to sell it, and I don't want to lease it anymore, and I have a difficulty to repair those things, and I decide to sell, and I'm asking if is it possible and to sell it just as is, and whoever buy it, they may do the compliances. They should supposed to repair it.
All right, well, unfortunately, we're not structured in such a way that houses that are non-compliant can just sit there like that indefinitely, because that does nothing but contribute to all sorts and forms of blight. The only thing I can do for you is give you a little bit additional time to bring it into compliance, and then if you sell it in the interim, whatever. Whoever you sell this to has to, of course, be notified that there are problems with this house that are going to have to be rectified. The house is currently empty, is that correct?
Yeah.
The tenant's out now?
Yeah, evicted.
Okay.
And why I bought this house, it was a really bad condition. And the bathroom and everything is really bad. And even two dead trees in front of the house. It was so dangerous. So I did renovate the toilet, everything. I spent lots of money. So I made it moving condition. The tenant made lots of damage to it. One of my handyman replaced a piece of pipe after they complained the clogging. And he told me, I have the email, they found children's diapers there. Because the tenant did not pay me for 4 months, they did this purposely as an excuse for not paying. So finally, I got them evicted. I spent over $1,000 to the lawyer. But anyway, I don't know why. If I can sell it, like 1 month or 2 months, is that? Because when I bought it, nobody told me you need to do the appliances, to apply for the license. And I thought I just renovated and lease it. I did last renovation. I spent money, energy. And after a while, I need to do another renovation due to the tenant and the damages. They made it lots of damages. And why? My question is, why buy it? It's a really bad condition. I could buy it without compliance. Somebody sold it to me without compliance to the city's code. But why sell it? Why I need to comply with
Because you're the current property owner, and we don't let non-compliant properties just sit idle.
Yeah, but before I bought it, it was sitting idle for like 2 years.
I don't doubt that, and quite frankly, I don't doubt that for a moment. And if this was a bad investment, then I feel badly for you. But I can't tell you much more than that. As it stands right now, the only thing before me is how much time you're going to require to be compliant. So, hypothetically, if you were of a mind to bring that property into compliance, how much time would you think it would reasonably take?
Three, 4 months. Because currently it's tax season, I'm so busy at doing my tax.
Property currently secured by that, can you lock it up?
Yeah, it says lock.
There's no access to it?
No. But what about in these 4 months? Can I sell it?
You can sell it whenever you want. That's not your problem. Well, that's.
But I mean, after, for example.
Sell it whenever you want. We have nothing to say with that. The only thing that we're concerned about is non-compliant properties sitting idle and just basically. Anyway, non-compliant properties sitting idle. The only thing I can do is give you a little latitude on time. as long as that property is fully secured so that nobody can get access into it, and as long as nobody occupies it until it's brought into compliance.
But one thing I want to point out, it is really secure, safe. One fact approved this, because the tenant, the young couple with three children, I tried to evict them two times. They don't want to move. If anything is not safe, if it's my family, I will move out.
I understand.
Yeah, so it means it's secure and safe to live. They've been there 6 months. They just moved out yesterday. So there is no safety issue.
All right. Well, what I'm getting ready to do is determine how much time should reasonably be required to bring this into compliance. All right. And now, in that time that I'm allotting, you can fix it, you can sell it, do what you want, but there are repercussions either way. If you sell it before it's brought into compliance, then perhaps the new owner is responsible for doing it. I don't know. But either way, that's all we can do is just give you time in order to bring the property into compliance. All right, let me ask the city. All right, this gentleman's saying 3 or 4 months to bring it into compliance. And once again, I'm just wanting to know how much time it should take to bring it into compliance. You indicated next cutoff.
Realistically, the repairs can be done in a month. However, if he's requesting additional time, we have no issue with extending to May cutoff date.
All right. I'm going to order the property be in compliance by June 3, 2015. The property be secured to city standards, and that the property not be rented, used, or utilized until such thing as the property is in compliance. Failing that, the respondent will be returned here for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. All right, let me tell you what I just did. I gave you till June 3 to come into compliance. Okay? In the interim, the property has to be secured so vandals can't come in and out and become a police problem. And in addition to that, the property is not to be rented, leased, or utilized in any fashion until it's in compliance. You understand all that?
Yeah. What if I sell it in one month? It's still my responsibility?
If you sell the property,
yeah,
you have to disclose to any potential buyer the requirements that we've just given you.
Yes.
And then that person needs to come talk to the city of Daytona Beach about how they're going to bring it into compliance after they take title and possession.
Who would the buyer contact?
I would start with Mr. Betts right over there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. So you've got about 90 days to either bring it into compliance or sell it and have the new owner get in touch with the city.
Okay.
Okay. Good luck to you.
It's weird here. I don't understand why I buy it. When I buy it, nobody tell me. It was not in the standard. Why sell it? You're asking me to bring it to standard. The standard is, I can say this, it's, you have your standard, I have my standard. But one thing I want to say, it's secure, safe, because tenant been sick.
You did
6 months already.
And I took your word for that.
But why I need to paint outside the wall? I don't understand that. That's
if you
not
were of a mind to bring it into compliance and you sat down with Mr. Betts, there may be accommodations the two of you could come to bring it into compliance. But you're telling me you don't plan on bringing it into compliance. So why are we having this conversation? If you want to bring it into compliance and you take issue with the things that you're being told you have to do, then sit down with Mr. Betts and work them out and bring it into compliance.
But
you're telling me all you want to do is sell and get rid of it.
Yes.
All right.
But if
you get sold by June 3rd, then you need to have that new owner come in and talk to Betts, because these repairs are going to be done by somebody. And the somebody who's going to be doing it is the person that owns the property, because as the property owner, you're the one responsible for it. I'm sorry you got a bad investment out of Canada. I'm sorry you had a deadbeat tenant. I'm sorry you bought a piece of property that probably wasn't in the most profitable or lucrative neighborhoods. And I'm sorry that there was all sorts of work required to be done, but you bought it anyway. I feel badly for you on all those points. That having been said, it's ancient history. Now, the question is, going forward, the property has to be brought into compliance. And if you, it's going to be brought into compliance by you, or it's going to be brought into compliance by whoever you sold it to.
But the list the inspector gave me, asked me to repair, those things is not, is questionable. Why
talk to the inspector about
why it. I need to paint exterior wall? I don't understand that. That's nothing to do with the security and safety.
Well, why don't you sit down and ask him why he thinks the whole outside needs to be painted?
So that's it's difficult to communicate to both to, with those.
I'm understanding you just fine. I don't. You don't have any communication problem.
No. Ideology problem.
I think you'll work your way through it. My point is, if you have issues regarding what needs to be brought into compliance, sit down with the inspector, and perhaps there are some accommodations that can be made that'll make it easier. I don't know.
As the lease stated, the tenant is supposed to cut grass. Why? They agree to cut grass. If they don't, it's my responsibility.
Yep, because you're the property owner. We don't have any right to tell your tenant what to do. We can only tell you what to do, because you're the property owner.
But if the tenant make damage every day to the house?
And sue the tenant.
Sue. Oh. I have already spent over $1,000 to evict them. I don't want to spend time, energy, money to hire another lawyer to sue their tenant. They have already moved out.
I understand all that. Unfortunately, this is for you to deal with.
But you said I can sell it right away, right?
You can sell it whenever you want. It's your property. We don't have any right to interfere with your ability to sell. What we do have the right to do is make sure that property is brought into compliance, whether that's by you within the next 90 days, or you and or a new owner, whichever it may be.
But I was told by city last Christmas, if I sell, you don't have to do anything.
Okay.
And the case is closed. Well, even this hearing is not.
Well, now you're talking to me, and I'm telling you, it has to be in compliance by June 3rd. Whether it's brought into compliance by you or your new owner, we don't care, but it has to be brought into compliance. Good luck to you.
Okay.
Case number 6, GEA, Seaside Investments Incorporated. Is there anyone here for the respondent?
Ms. Vakeldra, this is case number 6, GEA Seaside Investments, Inc. The inspector is Jürgen Betz. I've discussed this case with him. This is similar to cases that have been before you before with the same respondent, GEA Seaside. Because this one has additional items, things in addition to the failure to license the rental property, we would ask that you make a finding of noncompliance. We will just handle this as a general manner, not as one that's accelerated for repeat. So what we're asking for is that you we're informing you that the property is still in noncompliance, and asking that you make a finding of noncompliance and give them until next cutoff to come into compliance.
Okay, well, what's the noncompliance? What I see listed here?
Yes, and I'll tend to the inspector to explain that to you further.
Yes, sir. The majority of the items on the list, well, this began as a tenant complaint, and the majority of the deficiencies on the list are still present. The owner has apparently made some exterior repairs. He hasn't contacted the city to reinspect. We have no contact with the owner, but from the exterior, I can see some repairs have been made, but other violations still exist.
All right. Well, based upon the testimony of our inspector and given the absence of the respondent, I find the respondent to be in noncompliance. How much time should it take to bring the property into compliance?
If he was going to make repairs, I suspect it will take 2 months to complete repairs. So that'd be May cutoff. So far, GE has not been responsive to any repair requests. So
what's the absolute minimum time? If this gentleman's already indicated he's not going to do anything, what is the minimal reasonable time I could give him to come in?
Next cutoff period.
Right.
I think it's the 8th.
Anything else?
No, sir.
And this is a single-family, non-owner-occupied residence?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Correct.
All right. Having found the respondent in compliance, I'm now ordering the respondent to come into compliance by April 8, 2015, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. I think that's it. Is that it?
That's it. Yes, sir, on that case.
Case number 7, GEA Seaside Investments Incorporated. Anyone here for the respondent? Let's say the city.
Mr. Vakelcher, this case is similar to the last in that we have additional things over and above the failure to license the rental property, so we would ask that you make a finding of noncompliance. The items that are on the list remain in noncompliance, and again, I would tender the inspector, Jurgen Betts, to give you any further information, factual information regarding the case.
I'm unaware of any repairs that are made to the property, sir, and we're asking for a noncompliance by next cutoff date.
All right. What's the nature of the noncompliance?
Leaking roof, one inoperable window, missing smoke detectors, renting without a license, exposed wiring on the roof where they removed an AC unit, and no electrical outlet in the bathroom.
Very good.
Yes, sir.
All right. Based on the testimony of our inspector and given the absence of the respondent, I find the respondent in noncompliance. And now, how much time should it take to get into compliance?
The inspector requested next cutoff, Mr. Vakelcher.
Okay. I will order the respondent to come into compliance by April 8, 2015, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of fine up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Case number 8, Geraldine DeMarcus. Anyone here for the respondent? Let's say the city.
This case is before you for not finding of noncompliance or. I mean, for finding of compliance or noncompliance, the inspector is Jurgen Betts, and he advised that the property is still in noncompliance, and I will tender Mr. Betts for any further factual information.
Sorry, Mr. Pekelcha. None of the items in the list are identified as been repaired. The owner was cited for doing work without permits, renting without a license, no smoke detectors, collapsing front porch. Let's see what else we had here. Cracked and loose floor tiles in the bathroom, no ventilation in the bathroom, and that is largely it. I've had no return contact from the property owner or the property manager who initially submitted the application for rental license. And we're asking
for the testimony of our inspector and given the absence of the respondent, I find the respondent in noncompliance. And how much time is required to come into compliance?
Next cutoff date, sir.
I'll order the respondent to be in compliance by April 8, 2015, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. All right, case number 9 is in compliance. Do we have any miscellaneous business to be brought before the special magistrate as it pertains to the rental program cases?
No, sir.
All right, if that's the case, then we are adjourned. We'll take a 3-minute